We're in Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. We hear in the Mishnah Shayfel Shal Reish Hashanah Shal Yoel Poshut Upiv Mitzupe Zohav, that the pair of the Shayfel is covered with Zohav. Zok the Gemara Upiv Mitzupe Zohav V'hasanya, we learned in the Baraisa Tzipo Zohav B'mokim Hanochas Piv Pasul Shaloi b'mokim hanochas piv kosha. Amar Abaye kisna nami masnisin shaloi b'mokim hanochas pesnan. The Mishnah is also speaking about shaloi b'mokim hanochas pe. There's a machlokes orishonim. What is pshat in b'mokim hanochas pe? And shaloi b'mokim hanochas peh. The Pri Chodosh in Simentak Pei Vov explains the machlokes orishonim as follows. If we'll have a tissue box in front of us, and the opening of the tissue box will picture this is the peh of the shofar. The peh of the shofar has a cholol in between, and then it has the ivy that is surrounding the cholol, and then it goes further out. So the Pri Chodosh brings down from the Ran that the oivi that surrounds the cholol of the peh of the shofar, we divide in half. And that means as follows. The half that is closer to the cholol, that is mokim hanochas peh. That is where the peh touches, because, as he explains, in order for the keil to go out, the lips have to be as tight as possible. So mokim hanochas peh is the half of the ivy which is close to the cholol. This is mokim hanochas peh. Shaloi b'mokim hanochas peh means the outer oivi. That is shaloi b'mokim hanochas peh. So it is as follows. So pshat is, if the tzipui of the zov is jutting out, that means be'emesin, we are extending the oirech of the shofar mitzad hakotza, not mitzad orech. The tzipui is over here. So if it is shaloi b'mokim hanochas peh, that means it's on the outer half of the ivy of the peh of the shofar. So it's kosher, because the ikel keil comes out, the peh is surrounding the inner side. The inner side is shofar, there's no zov over here. So memele geit mil nisht on, which the outer ivy is mitzupe b'zov. So that's called shaloi b'mokim hanochas peh. If the inner chelik of the oivi is mitzupe b'zov, so it comes out, so now we can understand the lashon of Rashi, shatkiya b'zov v'loi b'shofar. That means that the keil has to go through the psiches ha-shofar is the zov. The zov is jutting out around the cholol of the shofar, the zov is coming out this way, and memela, so it's considered that the keil is entering, the knesis, our keil is entering from the zov, because the zov is coming out over here, and that is where the keil is coming through. Shaloi b'mokim hanochas peh is kosher. According to this mahalach, it is very good, the lashon of the Mishnah, and this the Pri Chodesh is Meira, and others are also Meira. This the Yom Tov is Meira. That means the Mishnah says, see that upiv mitzupe zov. There's a tzipui of zov on the peh hashofar, because in reality this whole area surrounding the cholol is the peh hashofar. The whole oivi is the peh hashofar. So Mimela Piv Mitzupe Zov, the Mishnah doesn't differentiate where it's Mitzupe. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Mishnah doesn't differentiate, but the Baraisa will have to say that the Chelik HaChitzain of the Ivy, That is, that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. Because we have place of Hanochas Peh and the Chelik HaPnimi. That is according to the Ran. The Rosh learns Pshat that Mokim Hanochas Peh is the whole oivi of the Peh HaShoifa. That means the whole oivi surrounding the Cholol. This is called Mokim Hanochas Peh. So this is possible. So what is the Taich Shaloi B'Mokim Hanochas Peh? So Shaloi B'Mokim Hanochas means the Gav of the Shofar. That means when we leave the Oivi of the Shofar, we start going to the Oirach HaShofar, to the length of the Shofar. So the first Chelik, that Samuch LePeh, this is considered Shaloi b'mokim hanochas peh, and this is kosher. And be'emesin, according to the Rosh, the Pri Chodesh is ma'ira d'achsach mir, so the Loshen of the Mishnah is ashtikul shver, so it's not piv mitzupezov. This is the peh ha-shoifa, not the chelik that's surrounding. So, but since it's samuch lepeh, so mestame, the Gemara called it piv mitzupezov. Let us go further. Ushtei chatzaitzrois min hatzdodim. We have in the Mishnah that there were two chatzaitzrois min hatzdodim. Shofar marich v'chatzaitzrois mekatzrois shemitzveis hayoim b'shofar. Ushtei chatzaitzrois min hatzdodim. Frag the Gemara, utrei koli mi mishtami. Can you hear two koilas? Vosanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echod nemru, Masha'ein ha-peh yechoylo ledaber, v'ein ha-oizen yechoylo lishmoya. That b'emesin, b'shas, the amir of the seres ha-dibroi, so Zocher v'shomer was said b'basachas, and be'emesin, the dibur was a dibur nisi, ein ha-peh yecheilu ledaber, and the shmiyu was a shmiyu nisi, ein ha-oizen yecheilu shmiyu, it's impossible to hear two koilas. And here in our Mishnah it says that there was a chatzaitzres and a shofa. There's a beautiful kasha that the Turi Evan asks. The Turi Evan asks as follows, that Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad nemru, so there Klal Yisrael had to hear both dibras. There is Zocher and Shomer. And that the Baraisa says, you can't hear two dibras, two koilas, to hear both of them, and to have a klokite in both of them, that's the human ear cannot be mesim leif to two different koilas. So that the Klal Yisrael heard Zocher and Shomer, that was a nes. Masha ein kein, in our Mishnah, since mitzvahs hayoyim b'shoifa, the ikir is you have to hear the koil shoifa. That's what you have to hear. When two koilas are, there are two koilas that are being heard, but if the ikir sima slave is to one, could be you could hear one out of two. That's the Turi Evan's kasha. We'll see later, the Ritva wants to say Pshat and the Maskonos and Gemara. That's good for Enfil to Gemara. But Al Kaponim, for practical purposes, let us say now that the Gemara held that you have to hear both. The Gemara held because Bemis and that what there are Chatzaitzris. The Gemara learns out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bachatzaitzris v'keil shayfa hariyu livnei ha-melech Hashem. The Mekai need Chatzaitzris and shayfa. Is a posik. So let us say now for practical purposes that the Gemara held you also have to hear both. You have to hear b'chatzaitzris v'kel shayfer yivnei melech Hashem. You have to hear chatzaitzris and shayfer. So the Gemara and the Havamina held you also have to hear both koilas. Let us try to learn such a pshat. So memela frak the Gemara gutakashe. Here it says you can't hear two koilas. And here it says you can hear two koilas. Na Mishnah. Enfa de Gemara, lekach Marech b'shoifer. A very good kasha, the Gemara says. Therefore, that's why it says in the Mishnah that you're marech b'shoifer. Lekach marech b'shoifer zok Rashi terutzahu. So does Rashi want to say over here, it's a teretz, v'shteitzach it's a teretz. What is Rashi being megala? So the Yom Teruah wants to say pshat and Rashi as follows. That be'emesin, till now we didn't learn that was pshat in the Mishnah. We knew lekach marech b'shoifer, we knew the Mishnah, but we understood pshat in the Mishnah, that is marech b'shoifer, shemitzvah hayoyim b'shoifer, that means that the aroche in the kel shoifer is not marech ashir tkiyeh. It's a little bit longer. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Shoifer Marech La'acher Shechatzoitzris Poiskim Tikiyosom Nishma Kel Shoifer. You hear a Kel Shoifer. But you hear a Kel Shoifer does not mean you hear a Shirt Kiyah. You hear a Kel Shoifer. That means that this is, if the Chatzoitzris is 15 seconds, so the Shoifer is 16 seconds. Fine. So you hear Shemitzvah Sayoim B'Shoifer. So you should know that this is the main Kel. This is the main kail. Aber al koponim, that's how we learned till now. Tirutzu, now the Gemara is telling us a new pshat. Now the Gemara is telling us a new pshat in the Mishnah. That marich b'shoifer, that the shoifer is marich take, a shoifer is marich ashir tkiye. The shoifer is marich ashir tkiye. So you hear the kail shoifer, You hear the kol shofar eistis alone. That's the ikar. And perhaps b'chatzoitzreis. So what's b'chatzoitzreis v'kol shofar? I mean, the hariyul lefnei Hashem. It could be you don't have to hear both. The ikar you have to hear is kol shofar. And now the Gemara wants to say that you have to hear kol shofar, and the kol shofar you hear later. You'll hear later the kol shofar. That's what the Gemara is answering. In the Chayre, according to Rashi, there's a Shir Tkiya later. There's a Shir Tkiya later. Zok the Gemara weiter, lememre. So if you're telling me that the Shmiya before, you cannot hear. That means when both are together, you cannot hear. You only have a good Shmiya of Shofar and Chatzoitzris. You have a 80%. You hear Abyssal Shofar, Abyssal Dos, but you don't, it's not Shofar and it's not Chatzoitzris. You don't have a 100% Shmi of each one. But could be that's the beginning of the mitzvah, that is felt nishtois. And later, when you have to hear the Kel Shofar, Tiku Bachay the Shofar, so the Shofar you hear later, after the Chatzoitzris stopped. So you're telling me, in other words, the chishama soif tkiye b'loi tchilas tkiye yotzo. That if he heard a soif tkiye without hearing a tchila, the tchila was a koil be'irvul. You heard shofar and chatzaitzro. So that you didn't hear 100% shofar. You heard 80% shofar, 80% chatzaitzro. So, but you have to hear a koil shofar. So at the end you hear a kol shofar with a shir tkiya. Lememre dechishama soif tkiya b'loi tchilas tkiya yotza. So the Gemara, so if that's the case, so it comes out, you don't have to hear the tchila. That means when one is hearing a kol, there's a bezundere shmiya of the tchila and the soif. So according to you, it is not necessary to hear the tchila. So the Gemara says, so if that is true, umemele tchilas tkiye beloy saif tkiye yoso yotso. So if you hear a tchila without a saif, you should also be yotze. That means because in every kail there's three chalokim. There's the tchila, there's the etzim kail, then there's the saifa kail. So if you don't have to hear the beginning, that's not a chalok of the chi of shmiye, so who are then you not mechuyev to hear the end? So if that is true, I'll have a kasha. Toshma. Toka borishoino umoshach bishniyo kishtayim. A person wanted to, let us say, he was ending tashrat, We wanted to start Tashat. So the last three kailas of Tashrat was Tkiye, Shvorim, Truye, Tkiye. So Toka Berishayne, first, he was Tekeya, the Tkiye Rishayne of Tashrat. And then he made a Shvorim Truye. Umoshach Bishniya Kishtayim. And he extended the kail, the Tkiye Achrayne of Tashrat, that it should have the length of a tkiya achreine and a tkiya rishayne of tashat. Ein biyodoi ela achas. So the Baraisa says he only has the tkiya achreine of tashat, does not have the tkiya rishayne of tashat. Frek de gemore, amai tesalik lei bitarti, amai tesalik lei bitarti. Why doesn't he have two? So why doesn't he have two? So lechayre the teretz is because he cannot have the tkiye achreine of tashrat without having a seif. That means if he wants to split this tkiye, so he won't have a seif of the tkiye. The Tkiya Achayne, one of a save of the Tkiya Achayne. So, L'chayre, that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is, if you will say that it is Shayach to be Yaitze with a Tkiya, without a Tchila, in that Pshat, L'kach is Marich B'Shoifa, so you have a Tkiya without a Tchila. So the Gemara says, I bezoi, in the same way, l'chayre, you should be yaitze with a tkiya without a seif. You don't have to hear the seif either. So if you don't have to hear the seif, so why isn't it oyle like ishtayim? Why isn't this considered the tkiya achreine of tashrat and the tkiya rishayne of tashat? Let us see Rashi. Umemele, the mali seif beloy tchile, umali tchile beloy seif. That means if you don't need a tchile, you don't have to hear the chelik of the tchile. You don't hear the chelik of the seif also. Umishum de boy leisuvi atavayu dayik hachtiyuke. So Rashi is moisef. Why was it necessary for this diuk? So Rashi says, because the Gemara wants to ask on both Yesoides. Dachser mir the Yom Truah asks on this Rashi, L'chayre, the whole Kasha is built on this Yesod. That means like this. The whole Kasha was, it says that it's not Oyle L'shtayim. So if we would differentiate and we would say that a Tkiyah does not need a tchile, but it does need a seif, so we don't have a kasha. So the reason it's not oyle kishtayim, because the tkiya achrein of tashrat did not have a seif. So we don't have a kasha. L'chayre, the whole kasha is built because the gemara was medama a seif to a tchile, and if it says over here without a seif, it's no good. So you're also wrong by saying that it's good without a tchila. But l'chayr, that is the whole kasha, not mishum deboile suviya tavayu. The whole kasha is only on this yesod, that from here we see in nira soiv. And for the gemore, no, it's not true. You don't have to hear the tchila, you don't have to hear the soiv. Aye. So why isn't it oyle l'shtayim? Is psukit kiyosa madodi loy paskinon. You can't make one koil into two koilas. There's a different problem over here. You don't have two koilas over here. There's a certain amount of koilas that have to be made, and you can't split up one koil and make it two koilas. Or it could be in yesod. There's no halacha. You have to hear the tchila, or you have to hear the say. Zogt Rashi. Toka b'rishoyno b'pshuto shalifnei hatrua. That was the tkiya rishoyno. U'moshach b'shniya kishtayim. And the second one, he was Moshech Kishtayim. Lefi shayetzorich litkoya kan beis tkiyais ritzufais. He had a blow, two tkiyas. Achas lepshuto la'acheo, the malchies. Achas lepshuto lefoneho, the zichoines. So that was, that's what he needed, but he's not yoitz. Zokte gemore. Toshma. Atoikeya lesoich haboir, elesoich hadus, elesoich hapites. Bizman chazal, there was manim, when there was a gzeiris hashmad, they were not permitted to blow shofar. So, Yidden didn't want to be mevatel mitzvah shofar. So they thought of tachbulois, how to blow that the keil should not be nishma lachutz. So these were some of the tachbulois. That a person was tekeya l'seich haboir, l'seich hadus. Rashi says, boir v'dus chodaninu, l'sha haboir b'chafire, v'dus b'binyin al hakarke. But there was, this was l'cheira over the karka level, this was underneath the karka level, and pitis is chavis gedoyla. It was a large barrel. It was tekeya in these mekaymes. So the Braise says as follows, im keil shofar shoma yotzo. If he heard a keil shofar, he's yotze. Im keil havore shoma lo yotzo. Frag de gemore amai leipig betchiles tkiye mikame de la arvev kolo. Frag de gemore, if you'll tell me a yesod that you don't have to hear a soif, so the gemore asks a kashe, that is true, that by blowing into these mekaymes, aboy radus, apites, there's a irvov koil. And when there's this irvov koil, we're not yaitze, there's a felten koil shayfa. But frag the gemore, why aren't you yaitze with the koil that was heard before the irvov? The Yom Tru asks a kashe, what is the kashe? It could be you didn't have a shir tkiye. We just said before that, before we said that, lekach marich b'shoifa, that's what we want to say pshat in the Gemara. But later there's a shirt, that he blew a shirt kiyah, whatever the shirt kiyah is. So could be over here, you're not yaitze, because there wasn't a shirt kiyah before the keil became ma'uvit. What's your kash? Let him be yaitze before the keil becomes ma'uvit. Who says there was a shir tkiyah? So the Yom Teruah says that the Gemara asked on the Lashon of the Baraisa. The Lashon of the Baraisa says, im koil havore shoma lo yotza. The Baraisa said that as long as he heard a koil havore, the Baraisa does not differentiate when he heard the koil havore. And let us say, for all practical purposes, he could have started blowing outside of the boil, and then he went into the boil. You can never know what the case was. It just says, as long as he heard a kol havor, he's not yoitze. The Beraisa does not mention how long, when this kol havor came about. It just said, as long as it was a kol havor, he's not yoitze. So vayis tachoyis. So Al-Kochoch, the reason is because if there was a Keil Havore, so you never heard you have to hear a Soif. The Tkiyah has to have a Soif. And this Tkiyah never had a Soif. You started with a Keil Shofar, and then it became an Irv of Keil. So you never heard the Soif of that Keil. So Vais Tachoyis, that your whole Shtik Teire is wrong. You were telling me that you're Yoitzeh with the haroches hakel shofar after the chatzaitzres. And you were telling me that what you could be yaitze with a seif without a tchile. I'll show you, you can't be yaitze with a tchile without a seif, and they're both the same. So the Gemara falls off from this teretz. Now the Yom Teruah brings down in Seif Simen Tak Pei Zayin, there's a machlokes, the Baal HaItar and the Tur. The Baal HaItar says, the way we learned till now, that even though one heard a shir tkiyah, he's not yoitze if he did not hear the trilas atkiyah and did not hear the seif atkiyah. So the Gemara is very good according to the Baal HaItar. But he brings down a tur shita, a shita satur. The tur holds not what it says. You're not yoitze with a seif without a trilah. You're not yoitze with a trilah without a seif. Is because you never heard a complete shir. That's how the Torah learns pshat. If you heard a complete shir, shalom al Yisrael. If you didn't hear a complete shir, then there's a problem. That's how the Torah learns pshat. So the Yom HaKippurim, Yom Teruah learns pshat, and so according to the Torah, he says you have to learn pshat in the Gemara as follows. Not the way we said before, according to Rashi, that he was marich b'shoifel means he was marich b'shir tkiyah. He wasn't marich b'shir tkiyah. The Gemara held the way we learned pshat in the Mishnah to begin with. The haroche of the Kel Shoifel was a second after the Chatzaitz race. And the Gemara held that's also sufficient. As long as you hear, the Yom Teruah says, the Lomdus is the Gemara and the Havamina held, before the Gemara slugs it up, the Gemara and the Havamina held, as long as there was a Shir Tkiyah, so it gives it a Shem Tkiyah. The Din Shir is not a Halacha in Shmiyah, the din shir is a halachim ki give it a shem tkiya. What is this koil? Is this koil a tkiya? Is it a shever? So it matters how long the koil was nimshach. But how much of the koil do I have to hear? You have to hear a koil of a tkiya. So if the koil here has a shir tkiya and you heard a mitzvah of it, I heard a koil of a tkiya. You don't have to hear the whole koil. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. So the Havamin of the Gemara was, the Gemara never changed pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara understood that a shofar is marich means it blows a second longer. But that's also good. I heard a kol shofar a second. Even though there's no shir, there's no trile, nothing. It's good, you yaitze. That's how the Talmud said. So the Gemara asked the Kashi, you see, it's not like this. So why aren't you yaitze by a tekeil l'soy chaboyer? And now you don't have to say any pshetlach. Why bim kol hashav hashama lo yotza? Leipik betchilas atkiyah. Bikami del arvev kolo. So the Gemara fell off from this chiddush. But einach anamitak, if you heard a shir tkiyah l'fi emes, it's taka good. Even though there was no tchila in Saif. Agamara, what says the sachson of tchila in Saif means when you didn't hear the whole shir tkiyah. Akaponim, the Gemara falls off from the teretz. Now we have to be miyashiv again. The kashas are kolchoch. You are yoitze hastes with whatever you hear. And for the Gemara, so what is the difference than shomer v'zocher? And for the Gemara, Eletarti Koli Michad Gavre Loi Mishtami, Mitre Gavre Mishtami. Two koilas from one person, you can't hear. From two people, you could hear. And that's the Shofar and the Chatzaitzris. So here, the Ritva wants to say pshat the way the Turei Evan had asked. And he wants to say that this pshat in the Gemara is teretz. Tarti koli mechad gavre. If you have to hear both koilas, distinctly, It's loy mishtamit. You can't hear both koilos. To have 100% to have 100% shmiya of both koilos, shomer and zocher, that you can't hear. Mitre gavri mishtami. But if you don't have to hear, you have to have tre gavri. He has to blow chatzitzros, he has to blow dust. But you don't have to hear both koilos. You need tre gavri, but you don't have to hear both koilos clearly. Only one koil you have to hear clearly. One koil you could be yaitzer. Mitre gavri mishtami. That's how the Ritva wants to say. So it comes out, Meira de Kechumres, according to this Ritve, that Lefiha Emes, if you, a person wants to hear two Kailas and be Yaitze with both of them, he can't be Yaitze. That'll come out according to the Ritve. Parshat Pshat, it would seem litazoi. The Parshat Pshat is that if it's Chad Gavre, so Lechere would seem, Chad Gavre, since it's from the same person, so it's difficult to be mavchin to koilos, to hear both of them. Mitre Gavre, it's two different people, so memele, two different people, so then one can be mavchin to koilos. What does Rashi say? Michad Gavre, dumye de zocher veshomer. Period. Frag the Gemara, is that true? Al Kaponim, you're telling me a Yesod, that by Trei Gavri, Mishtami. But Trei Gavri, mi Mishtami, vosanye, betoire, by Kriyasa, toire, echot, koire, ve echot, metargem. The Seid of Kriyasa, toire is one person lanes, and afterwards, one person is metargem. Ubelvad, shloye shnayim koirim shnayim metargimin. But you have to make sure that taket, not I mean only, so see this is the mashmois of Taisvis. Not I mean that first one should lane and then one should be metargim. I mean to bafuki also that two laning is also no good. And two metargimin is also no good. So memele, so you see klo, that even though it's Trei Gavri, you only have to be Yaitze with one, Afalpika and you're not Yaitze. And for the Gemara, Leidom Ye'el El Seife. No, the Sheifer is not Doime to Kriyas HaTeire. Sheifer is Doime to the Seife. What does it say in the Seife? Bahalul, Ubemegile, Afilu Asore Kairin, it's also good. Alme kiven de choviv yoiv daite, achiname kiven de choviv yoiv daite vishoma. So the Gemara, this is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha, how could you be yoitze with trei kolim, trei gavri, toime to kriyas ha-teira, which are not yoitze. And the Gemara, it's toime to halu. So the Yom Teruah asks the Gemara, the Gemara knew the safe of the Baraisa. So what was the Havamin of the Gemara? The Havamin was Madamet the Kriyas HaTeira, not the Halo. The Maskonis of Gemara is the Gemara says, no, Teime the Halo, not the Kriyas HaTeira. So the Yom Teruah wants to say that the Havamin of the Gemara was that the Gemara held that the difference between Kriyas HaTeira and Halo is because Kriyas HaTeira is a mitzvah de Araisa. Pashizocher. And maybe Takonis Moshe Rabbeinu also is a chaimer of a derais, he wants to say. And Halul and Megillah is only Midivrei Kabbalah. So it could be, so that's what the Braise is telling us. Mina Teure, Mina Yaitse Betrei Koli. If it's a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah, it could be then you are Yaitse Betrei Koli. So therefore the Gemara was Medame Shoifer to Kriyas HaTeure, not the Halul and Megillah. So the Gemara answered, no, the difference between Halal and Kriyas HaTeira is not because Halal is only Midibre Kabbalah. Halal is Chaviv. And when it is Chaviv, Yoiv Daite, so Memele, and so Shaifa, which is also Chaviv, is also Yoiv Daite. Yeah. So Memele, so that's why one is Yoitze by Shaifa. Let us see Rashi. Holoi Domye. Hamilsa de Shaifa Leidom Ye'ela Le Seifa. Yud Koirin, V'yud Koilus Yesh Kan, She'i Efshel Lehem Letzamtzim Diburam, V'teiva Achesh Le'echad Le'ochev Echad Lefnim. So the Yom Tov learns that this is another chasam. That fakert are not synchronized. It's one starts a little early, one starts a little later. V'afal Pikein, it's good. V'chaviva Olei, Chadoshe Hiloi. So when it's a mitzvah chadosha, so then it's yoiv daite. It's not a mitzvah chadosha, it's lo yoiv daite. So let's first tamazay understand tamazay pshat in the Gemara. Zocher v'shomer, so lochayre, the teretz is because that was chad gavra. Chad gavra, forget about it. After self yoiv daite oichmesht. Chad gavra. Whatever the pshat in chad gavra is. If the chad gavra is, you can't differentiate because it's chad gavra. Or according to the way the Ritva says, Pshat Chad Gavra means, because you have to hear both, Terei Kolim, you have to hear both Kailas clearly. So Chad Gavra, Terei, Tati Kolim, Chad Gavra, forget about. No, but by Terei Gavri, then it depends. If it's Choviv, then he could hear it. If it's not Choviv, he can't hear. What's the gather of Choviv? Chadosha he loved. What's the young Torah? Zuk Tozak. What's the Chadosh? He like, no, hello, yeah, the month of Gondonish exactly, man, hello, it's Chadosh. He like, fine, Megillah, about the Givis, Chadosh, he like, Ki Yeshayfer, about the Eichet, Chadosh, he like, Frek the Yom Truah, about what Kriyas HaTorah, it's not Chadosh, he like, Frek the Why Not, they lay in the Nusa, if they lay in the same Sanhedrin, we, Remela, he knows it already, it's still the last time they lay in Parshas Mishpatim was a year ago. It's just as Chadosh as Halo. This is a year past since he heard Parshas Mishpatim. So why isn't the Torah Chaviv? As I frag the Yom Trua Kashe. So the Yom Trua says a very interesting Teretz. Very interesting. He says, you know why Parshas Mishpatim is not Chadosh Hiloi? Because there's a chiev ala odom ligmer parsha yoisa v'natzibo is the ganze vocha to oisa given a parsha mishpatim. The whole week he was learning already parsha mishpatim. So when he comes to parsha, it's not chadosh, he was learning it a whole week, chayv odom lashem parsha yoisa v'natzibo. He knows it already. So memele, so that's why it's not chadosh. Halo and the Megillah, there's no such inyan of, so memele, halo and Megillah is not chadosh. That's what he wants to say, Pshat. I heard a shtickel ha'ore, if the chayiv odom lahashlam parsha yoisav imatzibo makes it ois chadoshe. So what did he do? He said shnayim mikre sunday to shayni. So my mele, from mishpatim to shayni, he knows already. When it comes Shabbos already, oh, he knows already. He said it two times. So l'chayre, what the halacha should be by mikre megillah, when they landed at night, so by day already he heard it at night already. He just heard it the night before. So why by Tkiya Shaifa, the second day Rosh Hashanah, also should be the same thing. Basically. I don't know, Klor, according to this Mahalach in the Yom Truah, I don't know why Mikra Megillah and Tkiya Shaifa is more Chadosha than Torah. My Shvaga wants to say a little different, that the Torah is not Chadosh, not because the story isn't Chadosh. The Etzim Inyan of Kriyas HaTorah is not a new Esek. Every week, for Esek, learn a new Parsha each week, but the Etzim Inyan, Kriyas Shaifa, once a year you blow Shaifa. So, Mamela, it's Chadosh. Once a year there's Mikra Megillah, not the Labdavka, the story. Here, since you learn every week, so the whole musig of the Shmiya is not chadosha by him, even though the etzim parsha could be is chadosha. The Yom Trua personally wants to say a different malach, not like Rashi of chadosh. He wants to say choviv is because Halal Megillah speak about the nisim. That's choviv. That's the nisim that Eibishter did. Itki Yishayif is also choviv. It's Eibishter the masker the. Akeid of Yitzchak and the Shefer Kreises Achen of the Eibish Ketarov Mekisei Din Lekisei Rachmim. There's a Bezundere Chavivis which are in these mitzvahs which is not existent by Kriyas the Kriyas HaTorah Betzibur. Frag the Gemara Elo Lomo Marich B'Shefer
Like the Gemara, Soi Bazoi, so it comes out, you're telling me now that Be'etzim, since it's Choviv, you can hear the Shofar. Is Loma Marich B'Shofar, Leidesh and Mitzvah Sayyim B'Shofar. So the whole thing of Marich is Leidesh, but the Ike Mitzvah is B'Shofar. But Take, you Yaitse with the Tkiya Shofar from before. According to the Ritva, we mentioned before that the Ritva wants to say that a person can never hear two kailos clearly. So the Biraloche and Saif Simon Tak Peivov is Mavaya. So even though there's a din of Machatzaitzrois Vekar Shaif Ariyav Ne'amelach Hashem, that is Davke, he says, the Chatzaitzrois is a tuffle to the Ker Shaif. So the Ker Shaif you have to hear perfectly. Because the mitzvah is b'shaifa. The chatzaitz reis, that's a tuffle to the kel shaifa, that you don't have to hear so clearly. So you don't have to hear it so clearly, so memele, so you don't hear it clearly. As long as you hear the kel shaifa clearly, you yaitze. Zok taisvis. B'toire echot kairei, perish levadoi. One lanes alone. Va'achre kein, and afterwards, not together, ha'metargim, metargim levadai. V'loishnayim keirin yachad, ha'metargim in yachad. So I said, first of all, number one, Taisa says that the targum and the kri has to be one after the other. Number two, there can't be two targums and two kriyas at the same time. Avol shnayim loy, but two together cannot lay. The last eight psukim of the Torah, a yochid is koirei oisam. So lochair, if you learn the Gemara, it would seem the Gemara is saying as follows, that a yochid lanes the last eight psukim. But all the other psukim, two people can line to hear. A yochid has to line it, and here two people can line it. Shetach lor nyani gemore, that two people can line the kriya. So Taisa says, loy shaloy yikra acharimoy, not that a yochid lanes and someone else is not permitted to line with him, masha ein kain, the rest of the parshias, two can line together, dim kain kol ha-teira nami. And Agamar says, Nitazai, Elosh lo yechalkum lishnayim. Zerbo vizerbo. First, the Gemara is a little schwer. Not that, that means that a yochid lanes the whole thing. All eight psukim, you don't split it. That's what the Gemara means. Zuktaisvis, umashe noyagim likrei shnayim betayre. The Yom Tov explains there was a noyagim, that's not meikaradin. Me'iker adin one lanes. The minig is now likrei shnayim b'teiras. What is the minig? The minig is that the zman ha'tosfos the oile l'teira used to lane, and the balkeira used to shtupim unter shtelait. That was the minig b'zman ha'tosfos. So Tosfos wants to know what is pshat in this minig. Me'iker adin, I mean one lanes all the time. And there's no chesaron here of two kailas because the balkeira lane still eight. So what is tamazoy pshat and this minig that the balkeira my wustaf man hobben zayn kriye or mashen they hagim likre shnayim b'teira. So this minig is not medina de gemara. No samchu amas nisen the peg basra de bikur. They were masmech this minig to a mission in bikur. The mission says in bikurim. This nan borishoyne kol mishi yedeya likreis kairei. A person who knew the kriya of kriyas bikurim, a parshas bikurim, he lained. V'chol mishi eino yedeya likreis makrinoisei. So they said with him, nimnu milohovi bikurim. So people started getting embarrassed that everyone knows he can't lain. For everyone. He should not get embarrassed. He should not feel embarrassed. So this is also the same anhug over here. But that which hinhigu shenoigim likre shnayim b'teire, that means they wanted that everyone should feel comfortable when they're oil on the teire. So even a person who's a baki, the bal teire used to be messiah, the oil still a hate, not to be mavchen between a baki and she'ein a baki. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ubetainiyois, we had in the Mishnah, betainiyois, bishels chorim kfufim, Tanakama holds that by tainiyois it's chorim kfufim, upiv mitzupe kese, and the peh ha-shoifo is mitzupe kese. Frag die Gemara, my, the Gemara asks, Maishna hosam de zohar, why is it that by shofar, the kavod ha-mitzvah, the mitzape, the peh ha-shofar zohar by Rosh Hashanah, or maishna hocha de keser, and why by tainius, this shall keser. The Turiyevan asks Akasha, The Turiyevan asks Akasha, he says, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Yeah. The Turiyevan says, L'chay razazoy, by shoifer, it's ikya mitzvahs hayoim b'shoifer. No. So, by tainiyis, the ikya mitzvahs hayoim is b'chataytris. The shoifer is a second fiddle. No. So for a second fiddle, you use kaset. What's the Kasha? Why is the what the kasha the gemara's medame shayfel shalay sheshone in shayfel shal tiny shayfel shalay sheshone mitzvah hayoyim b'shayfel so I'm able to resolve shayfel shal tiny is it not the ikar mitzvah hayoyim so could be the kesef zokta to reyevin the gemara's kasha is as follows just like they put by a shayfel shal roy sheshone is pm mitzupe zov because ikar mitzvah hayoyim b'shayfel. So the chatzaytzre should also be p'yem mitzupizom. The kash is not on the shofar. The kash is not on the shofar shel tainius. The kash is on the chatzaytzre of tainius. Ike mitzvus hayoyim is bechatzaytzre. So good. So why don't they put a tzipui of zov on the chatzaytzre? Just like they put a tzipui shel zov on the shofar shel reishishon. Zot the Gemara. Iboyis aima kol knufye de kesefu. Dechsiva seilacho steicha tzaytzreis kesef. So the Gemara answers in the first tarot that the inyan, there's an inyan of kesef by knufye. There's a tzayre knufye is be kesef. Just like the whole chatzaytzreis is shal kesef. So there's no inyan of more than kesef. That's the din in knufye. Pashenk, and here, this is an Indian of mitzvah. Kavod ha-mitzvah, it's piyam mitzupizor. V'boyis eimo ha-teire choso al-mamoinon shal Yisrael. No, that the Bemison, it's what can ganz shame that to make a piyam mitzupizor. So, ben ha-teire choso al-mamoinon shal Yisrael. Fragt die Gemorre, hast dem Nami Navid de Kesse. Ebe zoi, so bei Scheife mek also Kesse, wa tere chost am Amoine Shal Yisrael. To lohochi, Covid Yontif Ode. So lochere, it would seem like this. It would seem that be'etzem the Maise HaMitzvah is Mechayiv Noi. That means theoretically you're right. That Emerson Chatzaytreis should also be P.M. Mitzupizov. It should be like that. Now, the Zetzim Asibe, it should be like that. About Terechosom Amayin Shal Yisrael. Vifo Kemen Machayev. Terechosom Amayin Shal Yisrael. That means that even though it would be very nice, about Terechosom Amayin Shal Yisrael. There's a poiter. He says, there's a Sibe, there's a poiter. So, Be'etzim, the Maisa HaMitzvah is not Machayev to be with Anoy of Zov, because at Teira Chos Mama Meina Shal Yisrael. So the Gemara Ese Bezoi Shaifa also. So the Gemara goes Mishum Kovid Yontif. not als der Meister ha Mitzvah, als Kovid Yonte. So what's the lumdus of Kovid Yonte? So the Simcha Chachamim I saw wants to say very interesting. The Gemara says in Beye that Mezayin Eisav Shal Odom is Ktubim Le Meroish Hashanah Ad Reish Hashanah Chutz Meitzos Yonte. Meitzos Yonte is another kasa. That doesn't go into Kolamoysef Meisifim. So Memele, so since this is a Kovid, since it's a Mitzvah Hayoyim, and it's a mitzvah of Yontov, so this, we have a new factor. We have a factor of Kovid Yontov. Kovid Yontov is Memela, one that in the time called. Kol HaMaisev Maisifin Loi. Masha Enkein, by Tainesim, you don't have a Yontov, so Memela, then there's a cloud of a Teire Chos Om Amoin and Shal Yisrael. Zot Rashi, vi zet men da Yisod a Teire Choso, tachsiv, vetziva ha-koin, upinu es ha-bayit, that before the kohen is metame, the bayis, they first take out all the kalim. So why did they take out all the kalim? Not even metame the bayis, and then they'll tovel the kalim. So yitbu klicheresh besoichay. So the mechuben was that the klicheresh besoichay should not become tame. Shein lam tare de mikve. So memelus of the Torah was chos. And a klicheres, which has a very minute value, afalpike, the Torah was chos, and the Torah was ma'acher, the tumes habayis, we know some of the mitzvah, the kohen to be metame the bayis, but we were masha the mitzvah till, in order that a yid should not ever hefsid on a klicheres. So memele, that is why also we do not, we're not mechayiv that the chatzaitzreis of tiny should be mitzupim zot. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Pope Bar Shmuel sover lemevet uvde kemas nisen. A Pope Bar Shmuel wanted to make is that there should be sheifer and chatzaitzreis and reish shoshanah by him. Amalei rove lei amru elo bemigdish. This seder of Sheif and Chatzot is only by Migdosh. Tanya na mihochi, by Medvar Mamurim, by Migdosh. Aval begvulin, mokim sheyesh Chatzot reis, ain't Sheifer, by Tainiyis, there's no Sheifer. Mokim sheyesh Sheifer, ain't Chatzot reis. Vechein hinig Rabbi Chalavta b'tzipoiri. Rabbi Chalavta b'tzipoiri also made both. Rabbi Chananya ben Tchadjain b'sichni. This Indian of the Koil of Chatzaisreis and Shaifer is only in Harabayis B'Sharim Mizrach. Amarov, Vitem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Maitro, Tersiv Bachatzaisreis, Vekir Shaifer, Ariuch, Neamelach Hashem, Neamelach Hashem, Odebin, and Chatzaisreis, Vekir Shaifer, Abu Baal Meloi. Sagt Rashi, Lemevet Uvde, Bachatzeitz Reis V'Shoifer. Mokim Shiye Shoifer, Gegain Reis Shoshone V'Yoivo. Mokim Shiye Shchatzeitz Reis, Gegain Taniyos. Bechein Ignik, Shemishnoseinu, Shoifer V'Chatzeitz Reis. Shari Mizrach V'Arabayis, Chodemilsi B'Shari Mizrach V'Arabayis, V'Shonim B'Shari Mizrach V'Ezras Nosh. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok. We have right in the Mishnah. Shava Hayoyvo L'Reish Hashone L'Tkiye L'Broches. Omar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok. Keman Matzlinon Ha'idno Ze Hayoyim Tchilas Ma'isecho Zikorein L'Yoyim Rishin Keman K'Rabbi Lezer. It's not what it says in Amarzel that Ze Hayoyim Tchilas Ma'isecho. Toyga koi tirai belezer, de oma betishrei nivra oilom. Mosiv rabine, shove yoivu, loray shishona letkiya lebroche. So if you're bringing a raya from Tchilas Maisecho, that is going according to Rabbelezer. So the only reason it is said then, because betishrei nivra oilom, say bezoi, so why is it said? Yom HaKippurim, v'ike zay yom tchilas ma'isecho zikon lo'em yishin d'b'reish shoni yise, u'b'yoyvo lese, that's Chavinis Kashem. And the Gemara kiktoni ashara. Now what it says, Shove Yom Kippurim, Rosh Hashanah is not by this bracha, not by this this maimer, it's by the other inyanim. Rav Shisha b'Reid Rav Idi Mas Nioch. Amar Rav Shmuel b'Yitzchak Kodesh Nan Shava Yoyv Rosh Hashanah Letkiel Lebrachis Keman Keloike Rabbi Lezer. That's why it's Shove. The Rabbi Lezer, given the Amar B'Tishrei Nivrei Olam, Ha'ike Zeh Yoyim Tchilas Masecha Zikaron Liyoyim Rishon. So it's a raya from our Mishnah, it's not going according to Rabbi Lezer, because else there's something more that is said, Rosh Hashanah is not said on Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara kikton niyashara. Zog Taisvus, keman matzlinen zay yom chilas maisecha, taimen. So it seems that lemaise we say, Rosh Hashanah, the Kaimalon Kerabina. We pass, that's true, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, Lachayres Benissa Nivroilon. Aye, so why do we say, Zayyam Tchilas Maisach? We pass like Rabbina. What does Rabbi know? The Porish. Avin effects the parich mash v'yayvul mishav v'yayvul shav v'yayvul mishav v'yayvul that Avin asks that we see that yayvul is glaich to Rosh Hashanah. That was Avin's kasha. That means that Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak said that Azayim Tchilas Maisecha is only said according to Rabbi Lezer. Because petition nivoyim, frak rabine, it says shall be yoyvo. The reason Zayim Tchilas Maisecha was said because of Rabbi Lezer. So why do you say yoyvo? Rabine hachi kam, such an rabine is kasher. So ike Zayim Tchilas Maisecha disa b'Rosh Hashanah v'lesa b'yoyvo. Hello vada, and it says shall be yoyvo. Hello vada, hodam rinen lei lav mishum b'riyos v'shaloyim. Hello mishum Tchilas Maisei din. Sha'olam nidin boi liskaya moilad. Tchilas Maisecha means not on the Maisa Briye, speaking about the din. Sha'olam nidin boi. B'zeh, Shaykh Nami Yoyen Kippurim B'yoyvo, Dut Kishlo Rosh Hashanah K'lokamon B'perek Bas. Ba'af agav the Mishani Lai Shafir. I the Gemara said, it could be it's going Ashara. Rabbeinu lo yado be. Rabbeinu holds that no, it's going on Zayim Tchilas Maisecha also. So memele, so according to, so Rabbeinu is chaylik, he says that what we say Zayim Tchilas Maisecha has nothing to do with Briyas Olam. Tchilas Maisecha is going on the din of the Briya. Umil idach lishne kosher, the kama masnisen de loy kerabelaza. That's what the Gemara should have said. If there's such a man b'yoma, that's the lomdus of Ravina. Why did the Gemara say this in the second lashon? Umay sheyosed Rabbi Lezer akalil begeshem d'shmini atzeres Rabbi Lezer. The Omar b'tishrei nivra ha'ilom b'shal pesach yosed Rabbi Yeshua. So l'chay Rabbi Lezer akalil is d'chsoys himself. Mebenetam d'eilu b'eilu divrei l'kim chayim. That what Rabbi Lezer HaKalil said, that Bishmini it was, he mentions according to Rabbi Lezer, he does not mean, the Machshavas HaBriya was in Tishrei, but the Etzem Briya was in Nisan. Not speaking about the Nusach of Agamah. The Nusach of Agamah is Zeh HaYom Tchilas Maisecha. So that the Gemara is to Rabbi Lezer, because Tchilas Maisecha. But the Piyut of Rabbi Lezer Kalo does not have to be going back on the Maisa HaBriya, it could be going on the Machshavas HaBriya. Remember the Tishrei all of the Machshav Liboros will never have Nisan. Vosi Ashken Perakos in passing, Gabi Odom, Shal Machshav Liboros Nayim, and the Soif will never have Lech. Kiman the Loiki Rabbi Lezer, Heime, Al Kochach Le Shavu Lechol Mili, Tasanya Lekam Perak Basre, Shavu Yoivo Le Reisha Shone, לתקיה ולברוכס, אלא שביובל תויקן בין בבזן שקיצו הסחיידיש, בין בבזן שקיצו הסחיידיש, וכל יוחד ויוחד חייב לתקיה. So what does Taisus ask? So we see clearly that the Shove is not Shove legamri. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? That does frag Taisus. So the Tori Eben says he doesn't understand Taisus Kasha. He says, it says, Shove yoivel l'roish ha-shona. So what does that mean? So that means whatever Rosh Hashanah has, Yovel has. Shove Yovel or Rosh Hashanah. So he says, the Baraisa says, Yovel has whatever Rosh Hashanah, but Yovel has more than Rosh Hashanah. That's Shove Yovel or Rosh Hashanah. Whatever Rosh Hashanah Yovel has, no Yovel has more. That Yovel, the Toikim, maybe Besh Shikich, Rosh Hashanah, Shlokin Shachosh, Choyach, Rechayv, Litzkoye. So Yovel has more. So that makes sense. Our Gemara is asking a kasha, Shovel Yovel or Rosh Hashanah. How could Yovel be Shovel or Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah says, so you say, Zayim Chulas Maisecha, and Yovel you don't say it. So it's not Shovel Yovel or Rosh Hashanah. So Tzuri Evan says he doesn't understand Taisvah's kasha. Shovel Yovel Rosh Hashanah means that Yovel has whatever Rosh Hashanah is. But if Yovel has more, so that's also true. That's no stira. But it has whatever Rosh Hashanah is. But our Gemara has a good kasha. It doesn't have whatever Rosh Hashanah has because Yovel, you don't say Zayim, Tchilas Maisecha.